Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
Now, so, yeah, we've been joking, talking about how today is a Friday,
yep, right?
And yesterday was a Monday. And I even saw somebody saying, yay, 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 lumundo pali calendar. They did well when it comes to this month.
They cooked.
Oh, man. April's always crazy because there's lots of public holidays, yeah, in South Africa. Now, it gets to a point where when you get older, people start speaking about productivity and the loss of it when it comes to holidays. I know, like before I got into certain sectors of business, I later found that, for example, if you're in farming, people will be happy when it rains, but they'll be unhappy if it floods, so if it rains a lot, right? Likewise, people that are in mining, they don't like it when it rains because then maybe the coal gets wet or whatever, right? You also can't go, you can't continue mining operations if there's mud, etc. and so on. And I think it's exactly the same thing on holidays. People genuinely love holidays unless those people are business owners and they've got something to deliver. Then they start talking about, man, we're losing a lot of productivity. I had a friend of mine, she's from the US, and she listens to the show. On Monday, she sent me a text. She said, hey, why are you not on air? And I was like, ah, it's a holiday. I don't work holidays. And she's like, what holiday is it? Right? So then I told her. She's like, oh, okay, cool. And it got me thinking, like, other countries, yeah, I mean, they've got some holidays. But even in South Africa, it's not that we've got a lot of holidays. It's only 12 holidays in a year. 12 public holidays. Yeah. But depending on where they fall, you can find yourself having back-to-back long weekends. Mm. Then all of a sudden, it seems like, no, people are taking liberties. Just like we are taking a liberty. Friday is a working day.
Yeah.
We're just choosing not to come to work.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You see what I mean? Yeah. And that's the thing with holidays. So even a day like today where people should be working, people are going to leave work early today. I'm telling you right now.
Because it's a Friday.
It's a go slow.
Yeah.
You see? So that's where the problem comes in.
But at the same time, as you say, there's only 12 public holidays in the country. It's just a pity for those who are in business, that majority of them seem to fall in the month of April, which then just makes, I think this month has probably got like 10 productive days.
Yeah.
So, which is why kids went on holiday, came back, and then are on holiday again. But at the same time, I feel like from a worker perspective, sometimes you need moments like this, right? Because whether you like it or not, there is that point where you reach a level of fatigue.
Yeah.
Yes, you come from the December holidays, but that mid-year fatigue is a thing. So for a lot of people, they took an opportunity to go on paid leave,
yeah,
in this particular instance. By the time you come back, yes, the first 2 days when you come back to real work and you realize there's no more public holidays, you might be on a bit of a go slow mentally, but after that, you've got the energy to continue up until whenever.
Yeah, there's not going to be a public holiday for a while after this, bro.
Yeah,
you're going to need to ride it out. Thug it out.
And also, some people get to be productive. I mean, yeah, some business owners, if you own a restaurant or a bar, a pub or a liquor store, you want to see more sales now.
Mm.
If you're a DJ, for example, you get booked, you know, people know that, okay, we're booking you on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it's not everybody who remains unproductive because, yeah, of the holidays.
Yeah.
So, Vundo, do you think for the sake of the economy, some people should continue to work even on holidays?
But they do, though.
Yes, because as Saul said, they do. You'd find restaurants are still working, hotels were there, were enjoying some time away from work. So, yeah, the economy must continue to function, but there are certain aspects of the economy, like administrative stuff, they can stop.
Mm.
But we appreciate the holidays, man.
One thing that I do wish continued during public holidays is state offices, like your Department of Home Affairs, like your traffic department.
You just said people need a break.
Yes, people need a break. But for a lot of people who do not have the ability to go sort out their matters during work hours, when you get there, this is an opportunity for you to be able to sort out your matters. So when you have a public holiday and it is open, I can go sort out my license, I can go sort out my
system
passport,
is down.
I can go sort out my ID.
The system is down on holiday.
But I'm just saying, you said, should other systems be on or should
makes
other industries
now
be open? This is the perfect opportunity for them to deal with all of that backlog.
And they can open and they can open maybe for like a half day till 1 o'clock maybe.
Exactly. Have what they call casual workers. Yes. I suppose this takes us back to where we come from with banks. Do you remember banks used to close at like 3 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at some point they extended. And then we never used to have banking on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
But now you do.
Yeah.
So I suppose there is an opportunity for that and use casual workers.
Okay, so shout outs to my other friends. They're listening to us all the way from Reunion now.
Yeah.
Vanessa and Chloe.
Yeah.
Shout outs to
Vanessa.
You.
Hi, Chloe.
Yeah, so they're currently on holiday, just chilling. Bikinis, suntans, the works.
See, that's another thing. If you can afford, you probably would have taken the entire April off.
There's a guy who actually sent a TikTok at the beginning of the year advising people how to take smart days off.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So if you listen to him, you're chilling right now. Let us know what your thoughts are. Do we have too many public holidays in South Africa? Does it lead to lack of productivity?
No, I'm grateful for these long holidays. I took leave 2 weeks last week and this week. Yo, I've rested enough. I did my thing. I have a project that I'm building, so I'm almost complete. So I'm grateful that I took the leave. So yeah, we need these leave days. We must make use of them. And I was tired, so I really rested.
Okay.
Hi, Kaya. I'm definitely knocking off early today. I'm leaving work at 1. I suppose you sing Shai Sango 5, Marango 1. I famine.
You see now, this is a problem.
No phone. Ufuna wena nibe right lapo. Ni love. Nenzintuzen kodwa thina sisebenzele government. Ufuna sisebenze. Nathi sifuna ukufana nani. Sifuna ukufana nani. Ubani loyo uthi thina mele sisebenze umpho. Angimuzwa kahle.
Yeah, bekumpho.
Since the world. I just want to ask guys, you and Saul, you don't work on holiday. So your contract says you don't work on holidays or you take leaves on holidays. Because they are that team like afternoon drive, they work. Glenn and Skumba, Humuto, they work on holidays. Oh, is that you and Sol? Caesar and Sol, they're money. They don't need this holiday man. They decide to go on vacations and do their own stuff. Assist me.
No, man, it's not like that. So let me explain. If you've been with me since I joined Kaya, right? Maybe it's been about 6 years now. Mm. I always used to work holidays when I used to do car drive. Always. Because working holidays are a good opportunity to win over new listeners. For example, people that perhaps would have been at work and they wouldn't ordinarily hear you. You work and you do your show and they're like, oh man, this show's cool. They start tuning in. Or maybe they're listening to other shows, and because people don't put in effort during holidays, you do a good show. It's going to be fire. I mean, you listen to Car Drive. Car Drive used to be the most fire show, especially on holiday. When I started doing Seize the World, however, I soon realized that on holidays, people don't wake up early. So when you do a breakfast show, now there's no point in doing the show because at 6, everybody's still sleeping because they went out partying the night prior. Now it's a waste of your time. So that's why we don't do the show on holidays.
Pretty much.
But if we're doing afternoons like I used to, everybody can be my witness. I used to be here every holiday when I did Car Drive.
Hey, Caesar and my team. I'm not on a public holiday. Mara, because I'm a security officer. If they are rostered on that day, it's a double pay. So good business. Because I'm a holiday. It's a double pay. If you're working in the office, but come and end, when you're doing wages,
Yeah, that's true. And again, Pella, you've got to compensate people for working an undesirable day, right? Because they ordinarily could have been chilling at home.
Exactly.
And so they've got to be compensated for that.
Which is why when I said that certain offices, government offices, have to be open, we then mentioned which you can have casual workers. On that day, it's an opportunity for someone to make an extra buck that they wouldn't have been able to make. Wena is a regular worker.
Casual workers also don't know procedure sometimes. They'll waste your time and they'll frustrate you heavily.
Marangisho, it would have been people that you would have trained for that particular instance, or it could be workers who feel ukuthi mina sitting at home and being unproductive, let me come to work.
The listeners are saying you want to have a nice time on holidays and when they must work.
I'm here every holiday. Are you high?
High.
High? Mm-mm. My holidays, they're just not enough. I can tell you from my perspective, back then I used to work in retail and there were no holidays for us. And when you are senior, like if you're a senior manager, like store manager or like area manager, you are still on duty and you are required to be more on duty on public holidays because now the rest of the country is on holiday and you guys, they're obviously coming to the mall to do their shopping and whatever. That was when the pressure was on. Even in December, when things start to quieten down, when people close, that's the busiest period, you know, for retail workers. And even when, like, after Christmas holidays, retail workers are still working. So, like, they deserve these holidays, or we deserve these holidays. Now that I'm in a different industry, and I have been for a few years, I really appreciate them. And I feel so bad going to shops. So, more holidays, please.
Mm.
Yes, I think this thing has to do like, we're so not used to relaxing. At office, everybody's feeling so bad about these holidays. Like, no, these holidays are too much. I'm like, guys, but they are holidays. They're meant to be there. There's nothing you can do about it. Because honestly, productivity, it's the same thing. You clock in and clock out, but we're doing nothing. Product. It has to be productivity. Like, it's zero. Like, it's at zero. So, but yeah, in Tabantomiyama, why? Other counterparts, Bamel, they're ready. They took their holidays, bash up. See, now we're so used to working that we feel so bad that there's so many holidays in this month.
Mm. We don't have too much public holidays in South Africa, but we're going to enjoy and be smart on the few ones that we have. Yeah. So, yeah. It's not our fault that, because you even see that this year has got a lot of, this public holiday, they result to long weekend. It's not our fault. When things are working for us, we seize that moment. Yeah, seize the world. We want to seize and war. We are on the earth.
Oh, boy.
No, definitely, Shemai. South Africa is busa with our public holidays. I think especially with the month of April, there's just too many. And how they fall into May and I'm a long weekends. I've got a friend. Usually her husband usually takes a month in February, but this time he decided to take it in April. So he's been off for the whole of April. Only going to go back to work on Monday. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Bona, they don't need public holiday. Ngoba baya decide nje bona ukuthi today baye emsebenzini or abaye emsebenzini. Ngizwile nje in the last hour you like, we're not at work tomorrow and Friday. Na last week been ngekho ngi holiday, not the day after. Like nisemaza ngamnandi guys. We need to make sure ukuthi you guys become what you call an essential service where you are only allowed to take certain days. Ngoba hi shem. Sizwe sol. We're not complaining. Mpo can hold the fort. We love having Mpo. Maranina no itu. Hi shem.
Mubulawa, after everything I've done for you, bruh. Hey? I used to be with you every holiday when I was on Kaya Drive. Hey, I paid my dues. Come on now.
Yo, Sizwe, that really appreciate that the public holiday, Shem. Like, because Merko waka on follower everywhere. Sons, even Ajibua. So, doesn't really impact productivity because I still have to cover up, you know. Sometimes, because of the public holidays, so we have to wear because there's system issues or whatever, and fixes and testing and whatnot. So, busy. So, I don't really think it affects our productivity, but it gives us a chance to rest, you know. So, yeah, Nakadi appreciate Hashem. If we could have more,
Bereka girl. Actually, it sounds like you in IT and you guys don't rest because you can get called in the middle of the evening.
Nah. Is that you?
I'm already leaving.
So I used to work as an independent contractor for corporate, and I hated public holidays because obviously we were getting paid per hour. So you knew that if you lost 3 days of work, you've lost a lot of thousands come month end. But now that I'm a permanent employee, oh my God, like this week I'm only going in today. I'm actually at work now. And yesterday I was working from home. Friday I'll be working from home. So I'm enjoying the holidays right now as a permanently employed.
Straight up. Somebody who knows that I paid the dues, paid the cost to be the boss.
Since I shot that, I saw my morning.
Actually, not for me, the holiday thing, it's a different story because I found myself having to work a lot more because I'm in the finance field. So the flow of money does not stop for no holiday, you know. We have international clients, get quarter end for me. So I've been working a whole lot more, you know. And the sad thing is we don't even get paid for that overtime, you know. So it's a bit crazy for me. It's a bit crazy. It's been crazy. It'd be better if we didn't have those holidays because I'm still working. But, yeah, get it.
I'm April Lusenzele. I am a holiday boy. I'm a Zolo. Izolo office in Bowie, Bar, Palaza. Yo.
Izoji.
Guys, in like, kuka wabona mauvalile office or room nyango, we room or whatever, mauti ya vule, the smell also stolen nji. Napayana nombo vula ma window, guys, in as long upumile ngapati, maungena, yo, bonga tisise sportini, anya mavuma bengisebeza nabizol. Hai, hey, bongnugi potlu store.
That's funny. So, yesterday, I came across somebody, I'm not going to mention his name, because you're going to know him. This guy smelled like a brewery. This is in the afternoon, bro.
Jeez.
Smelled like a brewery. It must have been like maybe 4 or 5 or something.
Jeez,
like that.
Jeez, brew.
And he was saying he's still going to drink somewhere.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.